Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour in this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Kobe Bryant would have been 44 years of age today. I still go back to the All-Star jersey that he sent me, and I was told, hey, Kobe autographed a jersey for you. And I didn't know what he wrote on the jersey until Paulie goes, you know, Kobe wrote more than just his name. I go, wait, I got the other ones here. I got Steve Nash and Kevin Love, Amari Stoudemire, Derrick Rose, Blake Griffin, LeBron. And Kobe is the one who wrote a note. And he said to the White Mamba, and then he put Kobe Bryant there. And I always loved when we could get him on the phone, and usually it would be around 5 in the morning his time. And he might be working out, just got through working out, but he was energized. He was ready to go. And I always wanted to have conversations about being a father, being a coach to his daughters. Like, that's what I cared about a little bit more. I mean, I did love his competitive fire, you know, played hurt, was not afraid of anybody, all of those things. But it always came back to trying to get them to be something that maybe they're not when they're in public, when they're with the media. And he loved talking about being a coach. He loved talking about his daughters. And that's what interests me, having three daughters, wanting to tap into that. And that's when somebody says, if they bring up Kobe Bryant, I think of him talking to me as a dad. And I always appreciated that. All right, final hour. Phone calls coming up. They're always welcome. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock. Thank you. It's our streaming partner and our radio affiliates, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio lineup. We have some beer updates. Last hour, at the end of last hour, we were talking about the beer prices for NFL teams. And the Lions and the Falcons and the Jets have the cheapest beer. I'm shocked that the Jets have tied for the cheapest beer in the NFL, $5. The Washington Commanders, they command the biggest price, $14 for, I don't know, is this 14 ounces, 12 ounces?
That's a clarification we're working on. Now, first of all, Packers fans wanted to clarify that those are 16-ounce beers at Packers games.
Okay.
Most teams sell 16-ounce beers, not 12-ounce. Right. Some Commanders fans are saying that it's a 20-ounce beer. Now, we have a breakdown of all the MLB teams, and it's by ounces. So, like, the Mets have the most expensive beer in baseball, but it's a 20-ounce beer for $11.75.
Right.
The average for a beer is $6.72 in Major League Baseball.
Okay.
The best deal in baseball is probably the Arizona Diamondbacks. You can get a beer $4 for a 14-ouncer.
I like that.
Your Pittsburgh Pirates, Dan, always fiscally conscious, $6.50 for a 16-ounce beer. That's probably the best deal in baseball.
Probably Iron City Light. I did go to a Reds doubleheader one time, and we tried to do a beer an inning. I'd advise not to do that, and yes, we did have a designated driver back then. We didn't call it a designated driver; it was just he doesn't drink, he gets to drive. But I think we got to around the fourth inning of the second game of the doubleheader. When we thought, you know, it's a bad idea here because we're all the way up in the red seats. So those were the cheap seats. And you just wanted to make sure when you're walking down from the red seats that you don't fall into the green seats or fall into the blue seats, which are right by the field. Yes, Paul.
And my guess is this was the days where they didn't stop beer sales after the seventh inning.
No, they didn't.
Right.
No, they did not. This from Shams. Steve Nash, Joe Tsai, the owner of the Nets. The GM, Sean Marks, met with Kevin Durant and his agent in Los Angeles yesterday, have decided to move forward with the partnership. I guess that means he's staying? I'd like to know what changed here. How about he has a contract for the next 4 years? How about we enforce that? How about you say to Kevin and remind him, Kevin, we gave you everything you wanted. Didn't we? How about you live up to your end of this? I think what this comes down to is they couldn't find a good trade offer. In a statement from Sean Marks, the Nets GM, we are focusing on basketball with one collective goal in mind, build a lasting franchise to bring a championship to Brooklyn. What?
Oh, sorry.
Why do you put out a statement that says that? Is there somebody who's going to put out a statement to say, we're not focused on basketball and we don't have one collective goal to build a lasting franchise and bring a championship? Wait, were you not this before you put out the damn memo? Give me a break. Well, I thought Kevin Durant would stay in Brooklyn. I don't know about Kyrie. Probably Kyrie stays there as well. Maybe they do something nice. Maybe you play well. Maybe you play most of the games. Maybe you get a chance to play for a championship. Then, if you do that, you could probably go to management and say, now can I go someplace else to end my career? Maybe. Jamal Crawford, former sixth man of the year, one of our favorites. He'll join us coming up. We'll get his thoughts on what's gone on. You also have Donovan Mitchell sort of hanging out there. You know that they want to trade you because it's public. The Knicks know they want to trade you. The Knicks don't want to give them what they want for Donovan Mitchell. They're actually trying to lowball Danny Ainge. Danny Ainge is sneaky good. So I would have some trepidation there of what I'm going to give, how much I'm going to give. And then I think they came out and said Donovan Mitchell would only give us 10 more wins. Okay, I'll take a guy who gives us 10 more wins. Because now it's incumbent upon me to go out and get other players who might get me 5 more wins, 6 more wins, 4 more wins. Like, that's what I like. I got a guy who's that good, responsible for that many wins. I'll take it. Take it in a second. But that's the update from Shams with the Nets meeting with Kevin Durant, and they're moving forward with the partnership. We'll get some phone calls here. We were talking about beers there with, we want to be fair to these, you know, stadiums and ballparks, because we weren't sure, you know, how big the beer was. But the Commanders, still the most expensive beer. Is that the most expensive beer in sports?
Ooh. There's bigger beers for bigger prices. They're trying to get it down to cost per ounce.
Well, dollar to ounce, ounces, are the Commanders leading the way.
They finally won something, Dan.
Yes, the Commanders. Yeah. We also talked about this guy at Yankee Stadium who probably doesn't have to worry about ever dating anybody, because if you're having a hot dog in a beer and you're drinking your beer through the hot dog with a straw, I'm guessing he probably came to the game alone. Just a guess. Yeah, Marv.
Did he pay with a Velcro wallet?
Ooh, man.
Don't lump my people in with this crazy person.
Yeah, Paulie was on vacation. He took a video of him paying with his Velcro, opening up his Velcro wallet.
The waitress was amused. She was smooth.
Yeah.
I think she was complimenting me.
Yes. Yeah. I like the – where are we? Where's R&D on the Velcro wallet here? Where's the DP show Velcro wallet?
I'm hearing that they
– I'm hearing.
If not, they may be available as soon as today on the website.
Wow. And you, too, could have that magical sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'll get it. No, I'll pick up the tab here.
Nobody believes you can afford a big tab when you have that kind of wallet. Yeah, the waitress is like, you have a second form of identification.
You didn't spend a lot on the wallet. Yes, Eden.
I can confirm there is a Velcro wallet officially on the website right now.
My legacy. Emmy Schmemmy.
I like it.
My legacy.
Paulie, congratulations.
Ah, thank you. Yeah. I mean, they said I wouldn't do this in high school. That would never get my own.
It was not going to happen. Yeah. They said it couldn't happen.
My counselor said you'll never make it and you'll never have a Velcro wallet in your name. And not in that order.
Special day.
So we have candles on the website.
Yeah, we got dog biscuits.
Dog biscuits.
We got puzzles up there. We got all kinds of
stuff. We got other things coming your way.
Yeah, get ready.
Yeah. We got our calendars. We did the calendar shoot. Got all that stuff. And one big surprise coming up, too. I'm going to have that for you coming up here maybe the next week or so. Big surprise there. All right. Let's see. So there was a story that we talked about earlier today. The Grizzlies were flirting with the Nets, but they weren't willing to give up. So Ja Morant was untouchable, and it felt like there were, you know, Desmond Bain and Jaren Jackson Jr. III were not available. And I'm thinking, who else is available here? And I had been told the Pelicans were in the mix, too, for Kevin Durant. But then they're not trading Zion, and they're not trading Brandon Ingram. I'm like, guys, this Kevin Durant, you know, you got to give up something here. But it felt like nobody was willing to give up, you know, some marquee items here. And now it looks like Kevin Durant is going to stay. Nothing to see. Everything's good here. Let's see. We also talked about, and Deion Sanders brought this up. Deion said, hey, it feels like everybody's getting into the Hall of Fame. How about we get different jackets? First ballot Hall of Famer. Now, he didn't say first ballot, but you get a gold jacket. We had one of our listeners say, how about a gold jacket? Everybody else, not a first ballot Hall of Famer, gets a silver jacket. I said, all right, I like it. But then people said, you know, you're not being sensitive. You know, how would you feel if you got a silver jacket? I go, well, be a first ballot Hall of Famer. That's all. You're not, so you don't get one. Eric in Florida joins us. Hi, Eric. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Good. Great segue to my question.
All right.
Going forward regarding the Hall of Fame, what do you think is going to be tougher for the committee to vote on, quarterbacks or wide receivers?
Wide receivers. I think we have a better idea of how to classify a quarterback. And winning rings, we never – when's the last time you said, oh, how many rings did he win and he's not a quarterback? I mean, Calvin Johnson didn't come close. What, do you have one playoff win in his career? Barry Sanders didn't come close. You know, does Emmett get elevated because he had three? Michael Irvin? No, the guy who got elevated was Troy. If Troy doesn't have any Super Bowl rings, he's not a Hall of Famer. I mean, he's not even Tony Romo. Yeah, Mark.
I have a name, speaking of rings, Odell Beckham.
No.
The first, he was on the way. Now, if he has maybe another three or four really good years, Super Bowl, he's up there with Jerry as far as like the first 4 years. He's got a case if he has a couple more good years.
Well, he wouldn't be a gold.
His hair, maybe.
He'd be silver. Yeah, I mean, he was on his way, but then, you know, wide receivers, is Cooper Kupp a couple of seasons away from being a Hall of Famer?
The way they're voting now, yes.
Well, I'm just saying that you're going to put up big numbers. I think it's harder to look at a wide receiver and go Hall of Famer, whereas a quarterback feels like, you know, you still have a better sense of who is and who isn't. Yeah, Paulie.
I see what Marvin's saying, though. Hall of Fame careers, it's how they're staggered. You don't want to limp to the finish. If your last 3 years are your best, that's much better. Like,
Terrell Davis get Tony Boselli in? Therefore, are we going to have a wide receiver? In fairness to what Marvin was saying.
Well, so Odell Beckham doesn't really – he has some injuries, but also, like, he just kind of cooled off as a player. He averages, like, 70 catches a year now when he's healthy. His first 3 years, though, I think Odell Beckham may have the best first 3 years of any receiver ever in the sport. He had 91, 96, 101 catches, 12 touchdowns, 13 catches – 13 touchdowns, 10. His first 3 years, he was well on his way, and then it just cooled off fast.
But how many years do you have to have where you can be Terrell Davis or Tony Boselli? Because injuries have played a role in this. He's had a couple of knee surgeries here. So we haven't had a wide receiver yet who has a smaller sample size, have we?
Then there's Antonio Brown. He has a 4-year run that is first ballot type numbers.
Well, was Antonio Brown better over his first 4 years than Odell Beckham was over his first 4 years? Because Antonio Brown was spectacular.
Antonio Brown was first-team All-Pro 4 straight years.
Yeah, see, that's a big deal.
He is his numbers are quite a bit better than Odell Beckham's. Because Antonio Brown had 110 catches, 129, 136, 106, 101, 104.
Yeah, he's a better player. He didn't play in New York, and he became crazy later. Odell got all of that attention for that one-handed catch against the Cowboys before a playoff game, went to South Beach, and he colored his hair.
Antonio Brown had 700 catches in 6 seasons. Think about that for a second.
Well, he might have had the greatest start in NFL history, I'm going to guess.
Well, Brown's start, he actually was hurt his rookie year, and his second year didn't play much. But then from age 25 to 29, Antonio Brown had 4 out of 5 first-team All-Pros.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
But the way he's worked himself out of the game the past 3 years is going to hurt, kill him.
Let's take a break. Jamal Crawford's going to join us. Get his thoughts on Kevin Durant maybe staying in Brooklyn. LeBron's 2-year contract extension. We'll talk to Jamal. He'll join us coming up. More phone calls as well. Take a break. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse yet, how their rewards flat out expire. You don't have to worry about that with Discover. Redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. And now that we've talked about that, we can get back to our regularly scheduled program, the stuff that we talk about here. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. That's discover.com/redeem rewards. They discover what you need to discover. They do it right. Redeem rewards. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're just joining us, Shams is reporting that Steve Nash, the Nets owner, Joe Tsai, and the team GM, Sean Marks, met with Kevin Durant and his agent yesterday in Los Angeles, and they have decided to move forward with their partnership. You know, I'm always rooting for chaos here. That's good content. Yes, Paulie.
I thought we want trades and player movement. I thought it'd been fun to see Durant on a new team.
No, I think that Kevin Durant, you signed your contract. You got everything you wanted. You got your coach. It's you. It's Kyrie. Everything's great. And live up to your contract. That's all. I'm all for player empowerment. I appreciate that. I just want, KD, we gave you everything. How about you stay here? Let's bring in Jamal Crawford. Always love talking to him. Former NBA player, three-time NBA sixth man of the year. You surprised by this news, Jamal, that KD wants to stay in Brooklyn?
A little surprised by it, but I'm happy with it because that's what they set out to do when they started this a few years back. So I'm excited it's working out where they're staying together.
Okay, what's this mean for Kyrie?
I think he stays as well. I think they say, you know what? Let's do it. We signed together. We wanted to do this in the first place. Let's continue on with this.
How well do you know these two?
Really well. I know both of them really well. I've known them for years.
Okay, but Kyrie seems crazy but calculated.
I think they're both really, really smart, to be honest with you. Okay. And they both, to me, are artists. They're two guys who, obviously, the game of basketball is first and foremost, but the way they play the game is an art to it. And when you're an artist, there's always another canvas to draw or paint. And so they see things a little bit differently, but have so much respect for both of them.
Okay, if I said you could play with Kevin Durant or Kyrie, you had to pick.
Both.
No, Jamal, you only get one.
I want to play with both, DP.
You only get one.
I want to play with both. Well, if you're going to Brooklyn, you're getting both of them. They decide to stay together.
Well, do you want to play for Brooklyn this year?
That was the last team I played for. You know, I think that would have been fun then, but I'm at peace doing TV and coaching my kids, so I'm good with that.
How would you change? Give me the approach that Darvin Ham can have with Russell Westbrook to make a difference or make him different to fit in with what they want, need?
Well, I think for their whole team, I think he'll hold players accountable. He's a champion. He's a guy who played in the league for a long time. He's no nonsense. He's a champion as a coach as well. So with that comes respect as soon as he walks in the room. So not just Russ. I think for the whole team, he'll demand a certain level of respect, and I think they'll respond to him well.
Yeah, but Russ has to change, right?
I think they all have to adjust a little bit. That's what happens when you get these stars together. There's always a little bit of give and take, and somebody may be giving up a little bit more than the other guys, but all of them will have to sacrifice at some point to make that ship work.
But I wonder, at a certain age, can you change? We've seen guys who become, you know, Vince Carter became a three-point specialist, or right. Jason Kidd. Can Russ be a defensive guy? Can he be coming off the bench guy? Is he capable mentally to go, I can sacrifice my ego?
You know what? I think Russ can do that. As you get older, for anybody in the league, I think it's a little harder to adjust because you're stuck in your ways. But last year, I saw Russ in the dunker. I've never seen Russ in the dunker or playing on a team where he didn't have the ball as much, quite as much. Obviously, when you're playing with LeBron, his gravitational pull makes everybody just defensively and offensively. He's so great at it. But with Russ, I think he's willing to adjust, and I think he's a winner. He'll do whatever it takes to help them be a better team this year.
What'd you think of LeBron signing that two-year extension?
I was happy for him. It seems like he really enjoys L.A. You know, it solidifies his future the next couple of years, you know, and you know, as a teammate, this guy's going to be here. He wants to be here with us, and I think that takes some ease off, some pressure off of everybody.
You had your summer league games, the Pro-Am in Seattle, the crossover.
Yes.
How do you get players to show up? How do you reach out for, you know, inviting them, LeBron and company? Chet Holmgren's there as well. So how does that work? You know, you got a party planner that helps you?
Right. You would think so. But at the beginning, it was more guys saying they wanted to come. And I would just, you know, follow up with them and ask them. Always ask the kids in the community who they want to see. And when they tell me, I try to go out and get those guys. And it's amazing when they come, they see it's more than just a pro-am game. It's more than just getting a sweater, getting up and down. The kids and the way they react to them is second to none. A lot of these guys they've only seen, you know, on TV, on ESPN, on TNT. And to see them in person makes everything realistic for them. But a guy like LeBron, I have to give a shout out to DeJounte Murray. He was behind the scenes working. Cuffs the Legend was behind the scenes working. And then LeBron, you know, put that tweet out. You know what? I may come out there and get a run. And then it was madness from there.
What's it like when LeBron walks into the room?
It's like, it's his own thing. It's his own thing. Let me tell you a funny story. He was warming up, and our security is supposed to be protecting him. And LeBron goes to shoot, and the security tries to contest the shot. I said, we need to get security for security. This is ridiculous. So he just has a thing about him where everybody gets excited. So it was amazing to see. He had a great time.
If people don't think he's still the face of the NBA, they're crazy. All they had to do is see those people camped out in Seattle waiting to – I don't know how many seats you had in, and I don't know how many people you had to turn away, but it felt like they were there to see LeBron James.
There's no doubt about it. His excitement level that he generates, it's like its own thing. I see grown men turn into kids. You see kids just start crying and they melt. And so it's just amazing to see that in person. You know, it's, I'm like, wow. Like, cause you see him as a contemporary, you know what I mean? Played against him for years as a friend, but to see people's reaction who have never seen him, and to see their reaction was just amazing.
Did you ever had a moment with LeBron that got embarrassed or you got angry at each other?
No, now we got angry at each other. On the court, you know, we always have had moments. But I've known him for a long time. I've known him, you know, for over two decades. So the relationship is strong there.
Do you have – I talk to football players a lot. We're talking to Jamal Crawford. Do you carry a grudge, or like a boxer, do you carry a grudge after you're retired? And, you know, did somebody hit you below the belt if you're a boxer, or did somebody cheap shot you in football? Do you have a grudge that you carry into retirement?
No grudges at all. You know, I kept those grudges on the court for sure. If somebody got me, I was going to try to embarrass them. I was going to pull out all the crossovers and everything, DP. But
give me the one that you got, that you did get them.
The one where I got him, there was a guy, I won't say his name, and I asked him for a pair of shoes when I was a rookie. And he said, yeah, I got you. He was a star guy. He said, I got you. And he never gave them to me. And I felt like this guy just lied to me. And every time after that, I tried to embarrass him. And I got him a few really good times. I won't say his name, though.
Did you ever get the shoes?
Never got the shoes, but I was okay. I got payback. I got a retribution. So I was good there. No shoes, though.
Let's see. Anybody want to guess who Jamal did? Paulie, what do you think?
It was his rookie year.
Yeah.
That would be what?
2001 season.
2000.
Allen Iverson, yeah. Tracy McGrady.
Ooh, it feels like Tracy McGrady do that to you?
No, he didn't do it to me. That's still a friend to this day.
Okay.
Right. I'll last guess, yeah. Kevin Garnett.
No, not KG. I love KG. Actually, no. I didn't ask him for something. One of my favorite players ever, but no, it wasn't Ticket.
KG yells at everybody, Jamal. He had to yell at you.
Yes, he yelled at me and I yelled at him. But he didn't know that I almost wore his jersey, even in the NBA, to the playoffs that a couple years later when he was playing the Lakers and lost underneath my t-shirt because I love KG so much. So, yeah, he yelled at me, I yelled at him, but I had admiration and love for him that was out of this world.
Jerry Stackhouse, that's who did it.
No, but you guys, I'm going to give you a little tidbit. You guys were closer when you said the first three or four names. You're closer in that direction. But I'm not telling you, Dan. I'm not telling you, I promise.
Iverson, Vince Carter. Yeah, no, you looked Vince's up to Vince Carter. You love Vince Carter.
I bought the and ones myself, so it wasn't his shoe.
Kobe would have been 44 today.
Yes.
What comes to mind when I say Kobe Bryant?
Greatness. There's not a day that goes by that I don't think about Kobe and his family. It's just, it's amazing because he's always present. Whether it's his birthday, whether it's highlights, whether it's anything, you think of Kobe. And his effect and his fingerprints will always be with us. And it's just, and for generations to come, to see kids at the gym, you know, 3, 2, 1, Kobe, and shoot a shot. So, yeah, he's always with us. I think about him every single day, and he was amazing. Amazing, amazing spirit, amazing, amazing person.
You still go back to that 81-point game, and I know that we feel like 100 is out of the question, but I don't know. Is 100 points in a game the way defenses played now? Is 100 out of the question?
It still feels like it is. It really does. But even with Kobe, I would have probably told you 80 was out of the question. Yeah. You know, with the way you can load up in zones and everything. And he got 81. So I don't see it happening in this lifetime. I really don't. But you just never know. But even a guy that's just scorching hot, I think at some point they come triple team. Like, you know what? He's not getting this record. So, you know, he has to pass the ball.
Well, Jordan had 69, and I think he made one three-pointer.
And 18 rebounds that game as well. Yeah, he's just he's from a different planet, and we know that. He's somewhere else.
But if Jordan comes into today's game,
yes.
Is he Air Jordan?
He's more than Air Jordan. He's Air Jordan with even more free throw attempts. He's Air Jordan with even more space. He's Air Jordan with a futuristic-looking game, even how it was then. So, yeah, he's – absolutely solidifies still Air Jordan. And he's Air Jordan with social media, which changes the game.
But you came to the Bulls there, like, so the aura that was, Jordan's got a cloud over the NBA, sort of like Tiger's probably going to have a cloud over the PGA Tour, like the Ali with boxing, a cloud over that, Gretzky with hockey.
Yes.
But when you came in, you're 20 years of age, so that aura that was still there with the Bulls and Mike had, you know, already been gone. Was it there? Like, do you feel it tangible?
I felt it a couple of different ways. So the first way I felt it was the games were still sold out and we were terrible. So they already had pre-bought tickets in advance because this guy was so great, right? And then just the fact, if you walk around the city, it was like the house that Mike built. Even hearing the announcer call it our names. I heard that so many times watching the Bulls. So everywhere he went, everywhere he wasn't, he was still there. Like, think about it. He's still, I'm sure, probably the best-selling guy selling shoes right now, and he hasn't played in almost 20 years. So Yeah, it's just amazing.
Yeah, it's weird that he was playing, had shoes, and the guys he's playing against were wearing his shoes.
Well, the coach he was playing with wore shoes. Have you ever seen anybody wear – I saw PJ, Phil Jackson, wear a pair of Jordans while he was coaching Chicago. Have you ever seen that before?
No, I have not. Paulie, you got one more guest who Jamal has a problem with because that person promised him shoes his rookie.
This is our final guest. Would you tell us if we nailed it?
Probably not, but I would probably smile a different way.
Okay.
Stephon Marbury.
No, it was not Steph. It was
not
Steph.
Darn it.
But you guys did a great job guessing. I can tell you that. You were warm. You were really warm.
And nobody wants to wear Starberry, so I can understand where it's not.
No, Starberry actually has Starberry. That's funny. Starberry actually has Starberries when we start playing together. And he told me his whole plan and everything. I thought it was a brilliant plan for kids that couldn't really afford them, for sure.
Great to talk to you as always, Jamal. Thanks for joining
us. You as well.
We appreciate it.
Anytime. Thanks, Dan.
That's Jamal Crawford, former NBA player. Three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year. Who else, Paulie?
So in 2000, when Jamal Crawford was a rookie, these were the best players in the league. Okay. We said Jerry Stackhouse. We said Iverson. We said Vince Carter. We said Tracy McGrady. And we said Stephon Marbury. He said no. The other top players in the league at the time, stats-wise, Chris Webber, Antoine Walker.
Well, you got to get somebody who wears the same size shoe.
So a guard.
I'm thinking. Unless he just wanted an autographed pair.
Oh, Gary Payton.
Ooh,
Gary Payton. That's going to haunt us. Ray Allen, too nice of a guy.
See, I could see Gary Payton.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'll take care. Todd, call Jamal back and ask him Gary Payton.
Gary Payton, I'm going to ask him.
Yeah, ask him. Just see how if he's smiling. Yes.
Couple more guards.
Okay.
Steve Francis, young star guard.
Stevie Franchise. Ooh, I got you. Nice. Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, Gary Payton was a really good guest to me because of the Seattle connection, too. Ooh. They probably played in the summer and probably...
Okay. All right.
Oh. Damn it.
Where were you 5 minutes ago, Marv?
Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Hey, fellas.
Talk about a player, though, who I thought was Hall of Fame, Steve Francis, when he came into the league.
Yeah, Stevie Franchise. Oh. I remember when Yao Ming got there, they have Katina Mobley, and there was tension because Yao was coming in, and Yao was the star. And, you know, it felt like these guys were like, you know, I don't want to be getting the ball into him. You know, everybody wants their touches. And it felt like, oh, and I was down there in Houston and I was like, wow, this isn't going well. This is uncomfortable. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, Steve Francis, age 24, is averaging 23-7-7.
Yeah.
And then it just.
Yeah, you might see him going, yeah, I got you. Peyton, definitely. Gary Payton, definitely. I could see him like, yeah, I got you. Yeah, I'll take care of you. Yeah, Mark.
And then he get on the court. Jamal, well, hey, you didn't try to get, give me those shoes. Bleep you in your shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, GP.
Sorry, Glove.
Yeah.
Sorry, Glove. Anybody else there, Paulie?
Here's a player that always bothered me how his career went. Antoine Walker out of Kentucky with the Celtics.
Mm.
Second year in the league, he's playing power forward. He's averaging 23-10.
Yeah.
And seemed on his way, all-star team, and then it just cooled. And he became like an outside shooter.
Didn't he lose a lot of money gambling?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of money.
He just morphed into being an outside shooter, jacking up shots and not rebounding.
Yeah. All right, let me take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Once again, Shams is reporting that everything's great with KD and the Nets. They're moving forward with their partnership. And they look forward to building a lasting franchise to bring a championship to Brooklyn. Back after this. The new Rogue ST Fairway Woods from Callaway. They're not just the longest fairways ever. We're talking about 10 yards longer. Maybe more. The term game-changing technology, we throw it around all the time when it comes to golf. But 10 extra yards, that would be game-changing. And it all stems from the new AI design Jailbreak ST with Batwing technology. I know. You're just like me. It's like, I don't want to know how the sausage is made. Just give me the club and let me hit the ball. Callaway does everything else. Game-changing technology comes in three different Rogue ST models. First is Max, which will fit most players because of the neutral ball flight, high ball flight, and expansive loft offerings there. So you get it off the ground. Max D, engineered for high launch, and if you draw the ball, Max LS, Callaway's, well, that's for the good ones. Well, the great ones. No other fairway woods maximize speed and forgiveness like the Rogue ST family does. Learn more. CallawayGolf.com/go rogue. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bum, 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 bum. Yeah, Fritzy a little sassy today. Not sure why. Seton's wife took a picture of a tree in the neighborhood and looked like there was some beginning signs of foliage. And Paulie goes, those are called Sooners.
Yeah.
that they you know, the leaves change
sooner. A little too soon.
Okay. Premature foliage. And then I said, why don't we call it foliage, F-A-L-L. It's the fall, and it's foliage instead of foliage. And then Todd came up with.
I didn't just come up with, I topped you, and you stormed out of the room with foliage, F-A-U-X, like fake. It's not fall yet, and it's pre-fall, so it's not the real
deal.
Yeah,
but we're
yet.
Talking about two different things. I'm talking about foliage in the fall, and I called it foliage.
Yeah, but I was playing off of the actual video of, like, what are these little red things on the tree? It's making it feel like it's fall, but it's not fall yet. It's foliage. Mine makes more sense.
Yeah, oh, yes, boy. Yes.
If I could be an independent arbiter. You know, like, yeah. The league just hired me.
Yeah.
I got to side with Todd. His makes more sense. You're trying to rebrand an entire institution.
Yes, I am.
He made a joke that was right in the moment that makes more sense.
We were talking about
we
two
side
different
with Todd.
As a result, Todd gets he's got a SportsCenter tease, and he's got a limerick. I'm not going to wait for the newsletter.
Really?
No, you guys, this is what you want.
Oh,
you
God,
no. No, you guys sided with Todd.
I'd rather skip fall than hear this.
Let's go, Todd. Let's do the limerick, because
the limerick's a little dated now.
I know.
That's why you're making me read this.
Yes.
The news has changed. All right, if you want to embarrass me, KD's time in Brooklyn starting to fizz. The problem, Kyrie, Nash, or his? He wants to leave Barclays behind for another ring he might find. Could that really happen with the Grizz? And we all know now that's completely dated if he's staying.
Yeah, yeah, but, you know, it was going to be in the newsletter. It was going to be dated there as
it
well.
It was. That's
Sign
true.
Up for the newsletter, by the way. We send a review of the show. More gold like that.
Guys, still
more
the worst.
Great content. Okay, Todd has a SportsCenter tease as well.
And Marvin's accompanying me with the music.
Okay, and here we go, Marvin.
Coming up on SportsCenter, Aaron Judge's bat is a boon for the Yankees. Why Cashman has his money on the boys from the Bronx. The 700 Club, will Albert have enough time to join, or fat chance? Is Kevin Durant no longer walking in Memphis? Big happenings in the Little League World Series. Nicaragua turns Japanese in extra frames, I really think so. Also, Baker gets the ball, but will Benedict Darnold happily carry the clipboard? And he's back in camp, but we'll still try to unmask the goat's whereabouts. We can't disguise our enthusiasm. SportsCenter, next.
No, Benedict Darnold is not fair. That's
not fair.
That's stupid.
But it sounded cool to me. Completely inaccurate. I actually read a column a little while ago saying that he's accepted the decision,
yes.
And he's going to give full confidence and support of Baker Mayfield.
Yes,
so that was horrible that I said
but
that.
Isn't that part of a good tease is to make you think one thing and then completely
yeah,
not deliver on it?
Why did you say fat chance with Albert Pujols?
Because Fat Albert. Hey, Fat Albert. So I just went with Fat Albert. That's where I got that from. Fat chance for Fat Albert. Hey,
no, I got it.
I'm going to sing a song
I got it. Michael in Indiana. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
I always say the goal of the show is to keep us in the car just a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But yesterday I was in my parking lot for an extra 10 minutes dying in laughter after Fritzy's skin graft comment. He may have gotten the cone of silence for it, but he also got my vote, early vote for most valuable Danette of the year right there. And so my question earlier, you mentioned speaking of letting Russ cook.
Yeah.
We're coming up on the 1-year anniversary of the show where you let Fritz book. One of my favorite shows of the year. What are the odds we have another?
Wait, what happened a year ago? Is that where we just let Fritzy book whoever he wanted to book?
Exactly.
Oh.
And he didn't let you know ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
He just did his thing, you know.
Okay. Let Fritzy book.
That was the big John Oates day popped up out of the blue.
Oh, yeah. From Hall and Oates.
And it wasn't that out of left field because you met him and he knew who you were and liked you and all that. So normally you wouldn't say, why don't you get John Oates on Thursday? That would be that would fit the news of the day.
Have you ever been to Daryl's house, Daryl Hall of Hall and Oates?
His actual home?
No, he's got a place.
I know what you meant. I know. I slept over there. Yeah, we had s'mores in the backyard.
What is wrong with you today?
I don't know. Feeling a little silly.
I get your light.
Strange laugh. I catch a fish for you. Yeah, that was, I don't know. Weird sounds emanate from my.
Brandy in Iowa. Hi, Brandy. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Brandy.
The idea for how you could identify Hall of Fame versus different jacket colors, and I fall back to my naval experience. Why not have it somewhat like the military, where pulls from the officers, where first ballot Hall of Famer has five circle footballs, kind of like the five-star admiral. Mm. Also, they could lean on my enlisted side, which was for years of service, when you're talking about service, where we had a stripe for every 4 years that we served. Football career's a lot shorter, so maybe make it a stripe on their sleeve for every 2 years. Thoughts?
How long were you in the military, Brandy?
Just right at the 4 years.
Okay. And where were you stationed?
My primary was actually in NAS Lemoore, California, which has gained some notoriety from Top Gun Maverick, because my old squadron was a part of that with the F-35.
And how were the women if they knew you were a flyboy?
Well, I was in from 92 to 95, so the pilots I worked with were still on that Top Gun high from 86. So, not to, you know, I was an enlisted guy. I mean, they were still riding pretty high at that point, yes.
Yes, Paul.
In the military at that time, was shirtless volleyball and jeans mandatory or not mandatory?
Well, I was in the Central Valley, California, so you didn't want pants on very often.
Whoa.
Versus shorts, because it was 110 all the time out there.
All right. Well, thank you, Brandy. Thank you for your service, by the way, too. This day in sports history, Paulie.
Not a lot of them. This is a solid one, though. Pete Rose, manager of the Cincinnati Reds, 1989, agreed to a lifetime ban from baseball after being accused of gambling on baseball. He agreed to it.
Yeah, I had just – that was such a big story when I got to the mothership. And we covered that. It felt like every night I was with Bob Lee on SportsCenter. Yeah, Paul.
I know this is obvious, but why would Pete agree to it unless he thought there would be an end game where he would be on the other side of it someday?
Because he's Pete Rose, and he thought that he could beat anybody at anything.
He said before that, was it Bart Giamatti?
Yeah.
That Giamatti had quietly promised him that this would be not permanent.
There, I think there's so much that's behind the scenes that's never been revealed. That's why Pete will never be reinstated and never be eligible for the Hall of Fame. Go around the room. What we learned on the program, let me start with Smarty Pants, Todd Fritz.
The days are long, but the years are short when you're raising kids. Enjoy the moment, have patience, and a sense of humor.
And that's from Marvin earlier today. Seton O'Connor.
Jamal Crawford doesn't hold a grudge.
No.
No.
God, I still do from high school with guys. Marv.
Friday Fritzy on a Tuesday.
Yeah, it's going to be a long week. Paulie.
Should have guessed Gary Payton.
Home security isn't a game. That's why we trust Simply Safe Home Security. They're different. Simply Safe, advanced technology, puts the safety of me and my family and my Danettes first. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off interactive monitoring, simplysafedan.com. A lot of fun today. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll do it again tomorrow. For Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly. Talk to you tomorrow. One more item as we close out this Tuesday show. If I said to you, I can get you 170 hours of sleep more per year. Got your attention? Sleepers who use their Sleep Number 360 smart bed technology enjoy 28 minutes of more restful sleep per night. So you add it all up over the course of a year, 170 hours. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day begins the night before. Biggest sale of the year. All smart beds on sale. 50% savings on the 360 limited edition smart bed. It's a great time to discuss and understand how adjustable comfort is going to be great for you. Right now, biggest sale of the year. Smart beds on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. For a limited time only. Only at a Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Sleep Number. The official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Tell them we sent you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.